All right. What's going on, everybody? James World of Floaters here. Hey, today I got an episode for you about nicotine. Not necessarily an episode that I'm all the way proud of making. And there's a good thing about this episode and a bad thing. Because as we all know, nicotine could be very bad for you. And it's not something that I particularly want to get addicted to. However, last Wednesday, I picked up this little blue nicotine pen. It's kind of like a vape type of deal, right? I just got it because it was kind of something to do for the day. And I was like, why not? So I got it just thinking that I'll kind of puff on it. I'm not really a smoker. I don't like to smoke. And that's something else that I want to get into. In my family, I lost somebody very close, near and dear to me. My father, he passed away due to lung cancer, and he was a cigarette smoker. So that's what led to the cancer. And the nicotine is the chemical inside of a cigarette that makes somebody addicted to the cigarette, right? So it's not something that I'm very supportive of, and I'm a little upset that I even want to make this video, but I feel like it's important because I owe it to you, my viewers, to let you know what kind of helps me and what is working for me. It's not something that has a lot of research on it, but I'm just gonna kind of tell you what I've noticed in the past week. And I didn't get this little vape pen with nicotine in it for I didn't get it because of anything that had to do with eye floaters. Like, literally, I was just getting it just to kind of mess around with for a day and or maybe a few days until it was done or whatever. But there's something that I noticed about my vision while using this pen. In the past week, I have been exposed to daylight every single day. On Saturday, I did a road trip. And it was completely daytime during the road trip, right? And I've been driving a lot during the day, and I've been using this nicotine pen just as a pastime during the day. And I've noticed I'm not seeing my floaters as much. Now, I went ahead and looked into a couple things on the internet about nicotine and why this may be happening. And believe me, folks, I would never want to steer you down the wrong way. I just want to tell you what's working for me. I hope this doesn't promote the use of nicotine too much or smoking cigarettes or anything like that. Even though, like, like I probably shouldn't even put out this video because of that. But let me say this. I'm going to stop using this soon. And you got my word. I'm going to stop using this soon. Because I got some bromelain pills coming in the mail, and I'm gonna do a video about that as well. Bromelain is the enzyme inside of pineapple, and that is the exact enzyme that is said to help with the eye floaters, because what the enzyme does is break down the proteins in the body. And a lot of eye floaters are just a bunch of built up proteins and collagen, right? We'll do a whole nother video for that, but let me just kind of read you something that I looked up here. All I did was look up on Google positive side effects of nicotine. Let me just read this to you real quick. Now, I don't want to make this video slash podcast too long. I just wanted to give you some information and tell you about something that's kind of helping me. Consuming nicotine is also linked to raised alertness, euphoria, and a sensation of being relaxed. Studies have shown that the nicotine appears to improve memory and concentration. It is thought that this is due to an increase of, sorry, I just got a text message. Okay, it's a picture of my daughter going down a water slide, okay. Looks fun, something that I should probably go do too. I wouldn't mind going down a water slide. I don't know, I put on a little bit of weight lately though, so I need to do another water fast and get sucked back in. Anyways. So back to what I was saying, It appears to improve memory and concentration. It is thought that this is due to an increase of, oh, I don't know how to say that word. Hold on, let me click this little assist thing.
Acetylcholine.
Acetylcholine. And before I go any further, let me tell you what acetylcholine is. It is a compound which is occurring throughout the nervous system in which it functions as a neurotransmitter, okay? And let me continue with reading what I was saying. It increases acetylcholine and norepinephrine. I probably said that wrong too. But let me just read you a little something about that, and then I'm going to get into my spill on the description of the positive side effects of nicotine. Norepinephrine, I'm probably saying that wrong, but whatever. I'm sure somebody will correct me, right? Also called noradrenaline substance that is released predominantly from the ends of sympathetic nerve fibers and acts to increase the force of skeletal muscle contraction and the rate and force of contraction of the heart. The actions of norepinephrine are vital to the fight or flight response, whereby the body prepares to react or to retreat from an acute threat. In this case, would be the eye floaters. Now, I click on fight or flight response, and this is what I get. Response to an acute threat to survival that is marked by physical changes, including nervous endocrine changes that prepare a human or animal to react or retreat. The functions of this response first described in the early 1900s, blah, blah, blah. The American neurologist and physiologist Walter Bradford Cannon, when a threat is perceived, the sympathetic nerve fibers of the autonomic nervous system are activated. This leads to the release of certain hormones from the endocrine system. The physiological terms and major action to these hormones is to initiate rapid generalized responses. So, back to the first thing that I read. Consuming nicotine is also linked to raised alertness. So I'm thinking the reason why the nicotine may be causing me to not notice the eye floaters as much is because I'm more alert of other things around me other than the eye floaters just floating around in my vision. And also there's a sensation of being relaxed. So with my body feeling more relaxed, I'm like, I'm alert and relaxed at the same time. So I'm not even thinking about the eye floaters. And that might be part of the reason why I feel like it might be helping me a little bit, unfortunately, because I don't want to like nicotine like that. But it just blows my mind that over the past week, I haven't really seen many eye floaters. And I'm thinking like, what have I done differently? Oh no, it's the nicotine. Studies have shown that nicotine appeared to improve memory and concentrating on not seeing the eye floaters, maybe. I mean, not even thinking about it, but concentrating on what's in front of me other than the eye floaters, right? And it is thought that it is due to an increase of acetylcholine, which, let me get to that again, functions of the neurotransmitter, which leads to the norepinephrine, which is something that increases our response, or it helps our response to things that our body is naturally responding to. So it's kind of helping the body not see what's going on with the eye floaters. This is kind of mind-blowing, honestly. And I really don't want to be the one to put this information out there. But like I said, I owe it to you to be truthful and honest with you. And that's it. I just want to be truthful and honest with you. That's what I've noticed about nicotine. So I don't know if some of you smoke cigarettes or if any of you can kind of chime in and let me know. Have you experienced this as well? When you smoke a cigarette or use a vape pen like this one with nicotine, do you seem to not see the eye floaters as much? Because it's sure in the heck making me not see them as much. And it's a little scary. Like I said, I want to try different things, and I don't, this is not the answer. I'm not telling you to go buy some cigarettes or some nicotine. Like I said, I lost somebody near and dear to me and my father due to cigarettes, so it's a very touchy subject. And yeah. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. Once again, subscribe to the channel. Please like and subscribe to this channel, because I'm dropping new content every week pertaining to eye floaters and different wellness and health type of things that we could be using to help ourselves. I know this is like, this video is like complete opposite, like, oh yeah, right. But yeah, no, serious, man. Like I said, I just want to make videos to let you know the raw and uncut truth, and just kind of tell you exactly how I'm feeling at the moment when I feel it. These videos are all improv, so I'm not like thinking of some like scheduled, like some script to be telling you guys. This is just all me talking to you straight from what I'm thinking at the very moment. So once again, subscribe to the channel. Please follow me on Spotify, on Anchor, Breaker, any of the podcast platforms. And also, if you would like to support the channel and support what I got going on with the World of Floaters, you can feel free to do so by donating to Cash App and also Venmo. It helps the channel. It can help me raise awareness of eye floaters. I can get different equipment to help me make better videos, do some better research. And, you know, if you find these videos valuable, that would definitely be helpful. What else? Oh, and if you would like to support the podcast, you could do that on anchor.fm. Thinking of all the things I've been wanting to say that I never say in any of the videos. I think that's it for now. Hey, everybody, I appreciate you watching. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think. I'll talk to you soon. Out.